From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation on Monday, April 6, announced the temporary closure of Catterskill Falls, the viewing platform and connecting trails, effective immediately. The Catterskills Wild Forest remains open to the public. According to a DEC press release, the closure, and I quote, is part of the DEC's statewide effort to reduce the community spread of COVID-19 by encouraging New Yorkers to safely and responsibly recreate locally. DEC is temporarily closing public access to the falls due to its unique features that do not provide for appropriate social distancing during the ongoing COVID-19 response, end quote. The DEC is closing parking areas at Molly Smith, Laurel House Road, and Scutt Road to public use, and roadside parking in these areas is prohibited. Trails leading to the falls will be closed, and the department is blocking the roads that lead to the North South Lake Campground. Catterskill Falls is made up of several short access trails leading from large parking areas to the falls and the viewing platform. The falls, viewing platform, and access trails are relatively small areas that prevent safe social distancing. According to the statement, the location, and I quote, places an unnecessary burden on and danger to state and local resources and emergency responders during the ongoing public health response. DEC will continue to evaluate the situation and will announce when these areas reopen to the recreating public, end quote. Read the full press release at dec.ny.gov. Kayla Harris is reporting for the Times Union. A Siena College Research Institute poll released April 6 indicated that 95% of New York residents are quarantining or social distancing as the state experiences the highest number of COVID cases in the country. 4% of adults are going about life as usual, but 87% said the crisis has either significantly or somewhat impacted their daily lives, and 82% worry about their health. 42% are self-quarantining, and 39% are social distancing, and 14% are under mandatory quarantine. Don Levy, the director of the Siena College Research Institute, said, and I quote, "The coronavirus crisis has turned life upside down for nearly all New Yorkers," end quote. Because of the pandemic, New Yorkers are also concerned about their finances and mental health, and more than half said they are worried about paying their monthly bills. About two-thirds of respondents said they are feeling anxious and powerless, and more than half said they are feeling lonely. Siena polled 802 adults between March 30th and April 2nd. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The Board of Regents, April 6th, approved school regulations intended to ease the burden on parents, teachers, and students during the ongoing coronavirus emergency. The regulations approved officially waived the 180-day school year, so districts are not penalized with the withholding of state aid. The package also addressed assessment requirements, charter school reporting guidelines, and bilingual and special education instruction. All schools in New York closed last month, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, during his morning briefing Monday, extended the closure order until April 29th. Board of Regents Chancellor Betty A. Rosa announced the June Regents exams will be canceled, but what that means for students and schools will come after state officials release guidelines Tuesday, April 7th. Rosa said, and I quote, "The regulations passed by the board today will allow schools, students, and professionals much-needed flexibility while they adapt to this rapidly evolving situation." And you can read the full story in nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.